Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. So your hands to Him let's raise. You been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. You're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, He wants to hear from you. He desires praise, so your hands to Him let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Let Him hear from you. He desires your praise, so your hands to Him let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Through sickness or pain, remember God, He still reigns. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands in praise. Tap the rays in your praise.
God wants to hear from you by Pastor Samuel Aura Blakes, all the way out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Truly, that song ministers to my spirit. Amen. God wants to hear from you. Glory to God. He don't want to hear from no one else on your behalf. He wants to hear from you. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful worship song. It ushers you in to the presence of God. Amen. God wants to hear from you. Well, hallelujah. We bless the Lord for another opportunity to be on this broadcast, a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. And we greet you in the matchless, awesome, magnanimous, precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for always, hallelujah, being in tune. Glory to God. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. We just appreciate you all. And we want you to know that we sincerely felt your prayers. Amen. The Bible said the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availed much. And we felt your prayers prevailing. Amen. We felt them. Amen. So we just like to take this time to thank each and every one of our listeners, those that call in live and even those that tune in, amen, on the chat room and listen on the internet. And those of you that have the wonderful privilege to go back and tune in and listen in the archives, we appreciate you so very, very much. Thank you for your prayers on behalf of my family. Many of you all know that we lost a dear cousin of mine, Mr. Preston Singleton, amen, and he resided in Warner Robins, Georgia, amen. He was, he's originally from Sacramento, California, so we had the privilege of being there with my family for about 10 days, and that's why we hadn't been on the air. Amen. We hadn't been on this broadcast for 2 weeks, so we're back this week, and we are certainly excited about this topic. Amen. We were on mandated to evangelize, and we're not through evangelizing. Amen. But the Lord spoke something in my spirit that was so profound on last evening. Amen. And we just want to just elaborate a little bit on that. But again, thank you for your prayers. Amen. It was such a beautiful, beautiful service. And we are going to dedicate this week's broadcast to the memory of my dear cousin, Preston Singleton. What a wonderful, wonderful man he was. And he had so much to give, so much to give. It's puzzling to me that we give more honor in debt than we give in life. But, you know, that's scripture. That's scripture. You know, a man don't receive any love, don't receive profit, don't receive no honor in his home. You have to go abroad. And many times there's strangers that show us more love and show us more concern than those that are in our immediate area. Amen. So we bless the Lord for that. We just thank God for this opportunity. Truly, I don't take it for granted. Amen. I don't take it for granted. Amen. Amen. We were on the prayer line this morning and yesterday morning with Mother Charity. Amen. Didn't know I was going to be called on to lead them in prayer, but nevertheless, the Apostle Paul warned his son Timothy to be ready, to be instant in season and out of season. So you have to be ready at all times. We don't know how God is going to use us. But when we're ready, amen, when we're prepared, amen, and the opportunity presents itself, then we're flowing on into destiny. Amen. So we want to just open up with the word of prayer. I don't see anybody on the line as of yet, but nevertheless, I'm here and I'm fulfilling this assignment that God has on my life during this season. Amen. So we're going to open up with the word of prayer, and then we're going to get right on into what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to our hearts on today. Amen. So Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again, God. First of all, we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for this great gift that is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God, for just being a blessing, Lord, to us on this past week, Lord God, where we were able to go and minister, where we were able to go and be a blessing to someone else. Lord God, I'm asking you to continue to lift up the bereaved family of the Singletons right now. Go to Sacramento, California, and touch Margaret Singleton, God. Touch all of the sisters, the brothers. Touch the siblings, God. Ah, glory to God. And even touch the daughters and the sons of Preston Singleton, God. Remember his extended family, God, in a special way, God. Oh, God, and all those that contributed, all of those that came out and expressed their love, amen, and supported us, amen, as we laid our loved one to rest. We asking you to pour them out a special blessing, God. The love, glory to God, the numerous cards, the expressions, the different expressions of love that they've given to us, God. We asking you to reward them handsomely, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we asking you to bless every listener, those that may tune in now and even those that may tune in a little bit later. We asking you to bless them, God. I'm asking you, Lord God, to let me decrease, God, and let the spirit of life, the spirit of truth, the spirit of love, let it rise up, God, and let me speak only what you would have me to speak, amen, to your people on today, God. We realize that your people are precious, God, and because of that, we honor them. Because of that, we respect them. Because of that, we love them, God, and we appreciate you. Hallelujah, for all that you've done, God, and all that you're going to do, God, and we're thanking you, Lord God, for what you're doing in our midst right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. As I begin to look at this particular thought that the Lord dropped in my spirit, hallelujah, and I believe it was only because of my past experience and then also the experiences that I've had this past 2 weeks. When I had to go down to Georgia, didn't have to, but I the Lord impressed upon me to go, and I wanted to go because I'm always concerned about my family. You know, God created this world, and when he decided to create this world, he created the man first, amen, and then after his creation of that man that was called Adam, he decided that it was not good, it was not pleasant for man to be alone, so he said he was going to make him a helpmeet, and then he put Adam to sleep. And as he put Adam to sleep, amen, he took a rib, and you all know the story. He took a rib out of Adam, and then he made woman, hallelujah, and Adam named her Eve, amen. He said, "Bug, this is called woman, because she's going to be bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, amen." So God then told them to multiply, amen. What are you saying? Multiply, to produce. He began to allow them to come together where they would have seed upon the earth, amen, amen. So there's nobody like God. We don't know the mind of God. We don't know how he just decided to create the universe, how he decided to create male and female, amen, and how he decided to create the beast of the field and every creeping thing, one of each kind, male and female, created he them, amen. So as I began to just think, Lord God, we came out a series talking about evangelizing, mandated, amen. We have been given a charge to evangelize, amen, and guess what? As I begin to look at that, I begin to think, God, I bless you today. I begin to think about determined. And I heard the Lord speak in my spirit, more determined, more determined, more determined. After I began to be there at my cousin's home, and we got there late Saturday, and I seen how he was able to talk. Amen. And he was still able to physically move about a little bit on Sunday. But as I began to look, amen, and the time began to progress, amen, his condition progressed, and it grew rapidly, amen, it progressed even worse, and then on early Sunday, mid-Monday, I'll say, we seen a decline in his health, and we seen where, God, oh God, I bless you, amen, where he wasn't able to raise himself up physically anymore. He wasn't able to voice what he was speaking anymore, amen, and that happened for about 2 days, amen. And then on Tuesday, when they brought in a hospital bed, that's when it hit me like a ton of bricks. Amen. When they brought in that hospital bed, I knew then that things was turning for the worse. But I went when I went down, amen, I was praying, amen. Of course we pray that God's will be done. Amen. But I was praying that God would turn this situation around. I was praying for healing for my cousin. I wanted him to be healed. I wanted him to be a living testimony. But the Lord said, not so. The Lord said, not so. It's time. It's time for him to come on home. But I thank God that he had made his peace calling in his election show. Oh, I bless the Lord for that today. I bless the Lord for that today. And as I begin to just ponder upon, Lord, what can we speak to the people on this week? I heard the Lord say, more determined. After I witnessed that, I had never witnessed anybody dying in my presence in the home where I was. But I witnessed that this past week. Amen. And God began to deal with me. He said, more determined. All I heard was more determined. More determined. And as I began to look, I said, Lord, what are you saying? What are you saying today, God? You said more determined, amen, amen. And as I began to think about my cousin, I knew some of the steps that he had made to get his life in order. I knew some of the steps that he made to make sure that he got in a church, amen, that was preaching and teaching the gospel. I knew the steps that he made, amen, to make his peace calling in election sure, amen. And after that, the Lord said, more determined. I'm more determined than ever, people of God, to follow Christ. I'm more determined in this season, no matter what I have to do, I'm going to follow Christ. No matter what I have to give up, I'm going to follow Christ. I'm more determined. I'm more determined. Glory to God. And as I begin to just look at this definition, I said determined. I said, Lord, what are you saying, God? Hallelujah. More. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of us say we want more of Jesus. Amen. But we're not doing anything more to make him to know that we want more. We say it with our lips, but our heart is far from it. More determined. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? More. The word more, when I look at the word more, and I begin to look at it, it says something of greater importance, something greater, amen. It could be a quantity, it could be an amount, it could be a number, but you want something greater than what you have. Glory to God. How many want something greater today in addition to something further, something longer, amen, something that you would feel comfortable in? Oh, glory to God. We're not comfortable. I'm not comfortable where I'm at. Amen. I need more, God. I need more, God. He said, more of what? Hallelujah. Something greater than what I have. Amen. So guess what? I have a greater determination. Hallelujah. When I begin to look at that word determined, glory to God, I'm more determined. I have a greater determination than I've ever had, and that is to follow Christ. That is to be in good standing. Amen. That is to obey his word. That is to make sacrifices. That is to work while it's day. For the night coming and no man can work. And when I begin to look at that word, determined, determined, determined. What are you saying, Lord? What are you saying? Hallelujah, determined. Amen. I am determined. When you look at that word determined, it means that you decided, you're making a decision. Amen. You're about to settle on something. You're coming up with authoritative conclusion and decision. Amen. You're about to give some direction to a determine. Amen. To cause, to make something happen, to control, to fix something. Amen. To decide. Glory to God. You're stunch. Hallelujah. You're resolved in what you're trying to do. Amen. You're not going to let nothing offset you. You're focused. I like that word, focused. I'm more focused than ever. I have a greater focus than ever. I have a greater determination than ever. And I want to invite your attention a little bit today as I begin to look at this. Hallelujah. I begin to look at this. And I say, Lord, what are you saying? What are you saying to your people? And I went to 1 Corinthians. And I want to read a few of these verses to you on today. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And we're going to start at the first verse. And we all know about the Apostle Paul. We're going to read a little bit about him today. But we all know that he was the last apostle. Amen. He said, I saw him last. He said he saw Jesus last. Amen. And he was chosen as an apostle for the Gentiles. Amen. For those of us that weren't even supposed to be in this thing. But after the Jews, after they rejected the Messiah, God gave us an opportunity to come in. So let's read. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1, which starts at, it says, and I, brethren, this is Paul talking, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. What are you saying, Paul? Well, when I came to you, I didn't have, my diction wasn't as such as some of you. Amen. But I could have came to you with the diction of a professor, with the diction of somebody that is set at the feet of Gamaliel. I was a scholar. I was learned in the Jewish customs. I knew the Roman law. I knew it all. I went to the prestigious academies in the universities. Amen. I excelled in what I did. But he said, I didn't come to you like that. I came to you in simplicity of word. I came to you where you would be able to understand what I was saying, and a fool may not err. He said, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I, listen at this word, for I determined, well, Paul, what is you saying, Paul? I was persuaded, amen, I was focused, hallelujah, not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. So I didn't come to hear about your escapades. I didn't come to hear about your fine home and your fine clothes. I didn't come to hear nothing about your new car. I didn't come to hear anything about your affairs. Hallelujah. But he said, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's all I'm interested in, people. All I'm interested in is fulfilling the will of God for my life. All I'm interested in is to is this mandate that's on my life. Glory to God. Help me, Holy Ghost, today. Amen. The mandate on my life. The mandate, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To evangelize. The mandate to tell about the goodness of Jesus. The mandate to tell about the gospel. the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's all I'm interested in. And Paul said, we're going to finish this and then we're going to move on. And verse 3 said, and I was with you, this is Apostle Paul, in weakness. He said, I was with you when you were weak and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. What are you saying, Paul? I didn't come to impress anybody, not with my diction, not with my words, not with my speech. Amen. He said, not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. My Lord, my Lord. Glory to God. He said, I didn't come to impress you. How many are more determined today? More determined to fulfill God's will and not man's will. More determined to fulfill God's will and not your family will. More determined to fulfill God's will and not your neighbor's will. More determined to fulfill God's word and not your friend's will. God's will. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration. We have to demonstrate. We have to demonstrate, people of God. As I looked at my cousin, amen, he was a Navy man. He had did 2 tours in Vietnam. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I tell you, he was honored because he was honored in Warner Robins, where he worked as a civilian on the Air Force base in Warner Robins. And I was so impressed. Amen. I was impressed with his resume. I was impressed with his work ethic. I was impressed with the love that the people demonstrated from the base. I mean, they didn't have a chair empty. The people came out and honored him in that memorial service. And then God blessed him with double honor. It's not too many times that you get double honor in debt. Amen. They honored him, those co-workers and his peers. They honored him in Warner Robins, Georgia. Then they shipped his body back to Sacramento, California. And yesterday they had the homegoing celebration. I'm talking about more determined. More determined than ever today to follow Jesus. I'm more determined than anything to leave a record in the earth that'll please God, not man, that'll please God. Hallelujah. He said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration, more determined. Hallelujah. I'm more determined to demonstrate God's love, not talk about it, but demonstrate it, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Glory to God. Now let's drop down. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's drop down to verse 9. It says, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. See, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're not determined. You need the Holy Ghost to be more determined than ever, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man, listen, people, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can't spiritually discern what is right. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. I'm talking about more determined. I'm more determined than ever to please God. I'm more determined than ever not to put my confidence in the arms of flesh. Yet he himself is judged of no man. I'm reading at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. On the last verse, verse 16 said, for who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now we're talking about being determined, more determined. And we're going to cross over to Acts chapter 26. God, I bless you today, God. I thank you today. Thank you, Mother. Hallelujah. God told me to be more determined. Hallelujah. Are you more determined than ever today to follow Christ? Are you more determined every day to make your peace calling and election sure? You got to be determined on this journey. You can't let nothing hinder you. You can't let nothing deter you. You can't let nothing blindside you. You have to put your trust in God. And you have to know that the words that he's spoken to you, they are life. They're spirit and they are life. Glory to God. They're spirit and they are life. Hallelujah, Jesus. I bless you today. Determined. I'm more determined. Oh, glory to God. More determined. Even if I have to face an illness. Hallelujah. I'm more determined to keep my family together. I'm more determined, amen, to pursue the things of God. I'm more determined, amen, to demonstrate God's love. We all need to be iron grit in our determination. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes we need to keep going when every part of us is screaming to stop. Every part of us may be screaming, saying, I can't do this. I can't go on. I need some help. Well, you already have the help you need. You have the Holy Ghost. God told us to stir up our pure mind by the way of remembrance. Amen. He said, call upon me. Hallelujah. I'm not far away. Oh, glory to God. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke is easy. And my burden is light. Do we believe that today? Then if we believe it, we need to be more determined. We need to be like the Apostle Paul. Ah, you're the Messiah. We don't need to be ashamed of this gospel. Paul said, I didn't come to you with excellency of speech, but I came in the demonstration. I came in the demonstration of the power of God. Anybody got any power out here today? Glory to God. Hallelujah. More determined. After I witnessed that with my cousin, the Lord put that in my spirit. He dropped that thought in my spirit. More determined. I'm more determined than ever to make heaven my home. I'm more determined than ever than to impress God, not man. I'm more determined than ever to get in this word and study. To show myself approved. A workman needed not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. I'm more determined to evangelize. I'm more determined to go into the hedges and the highways and compel men to come. I'm more determined to turn the other cheek. I'm more determined to fast. I'm more determined to go into my secret closet, mother. For I know in God's word, he said, none but the righteous shall see God. What are you determined to do today? What have you determined in your spirit to do that would bring glory to God, not to man? That would bring a smile upon God's face. That would please him. Let's read a little bit. Oh, glory, Lord, I thank you today, God. I bless you today. Let's go to Acts, since we're talking about the Apostle Paul. We're going to go to Acts chapter 26, and we all know the story. How Paul was shipwrecked. Amen. How they brought him before the council. Amen. Ah, glory to God. And Paul had already testified. See, when they found out he was a Roman, amen, they got afraid, because Paul was well educated. He sat at the feet of Gamaliel. He went to the prestigious schools. Amen. He was well learned and well taught. Amen. But as he said, he didn't come with the excellency of speech. Amen. But he knew his rights, and he stood his ground. We all know about this staying your ground law that didn't cause so much controversy in the nation. Stand your ground. Paul stood his ground because he knew his rights. Amen. He went to school with King Agrippa. Amen. And we're going to turn and read a little bit about Paul. We're talking about more determined. That's our subject matter this week. More determined. Oh, glory to God. I have a greater determination after experiencing the death of my loved one. More determination. I saw what this man did in the secular world. Ah, glory to God, how people came and honored him. Yeah, you know the Messiah, not just in Georgia, but then he had double honor. The Bible said he was not a leader, but he led on his job. I had people come up to me and tell me how he trained them when they first came on the base. He trained them. I even had an opportunity, mother, to meet one of the colonels, glory to God, that hadn't met my cousin. My cousin had been out of work like almost 2 months. He hadn't been to work. And in the midst of him being out of work, his commander retired, and Preston was able to get some of the things together for the retirement celebration. But he was not there to greet the new commander. But do you not know the new commander came to that memorial service? He had never met Preston. And he came, and we were sitting at the head table, and he came and shook my hand and introduced himself. And I told him to have a seat, and he was so gracious. He said, no, this is the head table. I don't want to impose upon you. I said, no, they have a few more seats. See, I said, you sit right here. And do you, I'm talking about more determined today. Do you not know, mother? Mother Charity, when he sat at that table, that man began to talk to me, and he began to tell me that he never met Preston, and he'd only been there about 6 weeks, and he hadn't had an opportunity to meet Preston because Preston hadn't went back to work. But he felt so strongly about coming to this memorial. He said, I heard. Oh, glory to God. How many just want people to hear about Jesus? And this man told me, this colonel, he said, I heard about Preston. And he said, I had to come. He said, I had to come. I didn't have the privilege of meeting them, but I had to come and pay my respect because of everything that I heard about this man. This man that served 2 tours in the Navy. This man that worked on the Air Force base as a civilian for 16 years in Warner Robins, Georgia, away from his family in California. He said, I had to come see. I had to come pay my respect. respect. And in the midst of that, him and I begin to talk, and he began to share with me how he grew up, glory to God, in a small church. We began to talk about church, and I gave him my card for my ministry and then for the radio broadcast, and we just talked. And then he looked over and he told his daughter and his Preston's sister, he said, now, if you have any problem with the paperwork, he said, and the supervisor can't handle it, give me a call. He gave us his personal call. He said, give me a call, and I guarantee you I'll get it straight for you. Hallelujah. I'm talking about determination today. More determined. I'm more determined now to serve God. I feel like running on now. Amen. I'm not sad. I was sad and a little down in my spirit from losing my dear cousin. Hallelujah. But I learned something during this experience. Oh, glory to God. More determined. Amen. Let's turn to Acts chapter 26, and I'm going to let you all go. I'm not going to hold you. Hallelujah. I'm just speaking what the Lord has put in my spirit today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 26. And this, we all know, this is Paul when he appealed, amen, he appealed to the higher courts. You know, we have some courts in the land. We have the local courts. We have the different divisions of the courts, and then we have the higher courts. When you appeal to that higher court, that ruling stand, that higher court can overturn the ruling of the lower court. So Paul had appealed, amen, because he wanted to know why they locked me up in jail, amen. In other words, you know, they ain't even read me my rights. I'm a Roman citizen, and they didn't even give me the Miranda. You know, we have a Miranda rights. You got to read the Miranda rights. If you don't read those Miranda rights, amen, I don't care if somebody had murdered somebody. If the police failed to read, the lawyer failed, or the police failed to read you those Miranda rights, you can walk away scot-free. Amen. They tell you, hey, you have a right to consult your attorney. You don't have to say anything to me. So Paul had appealed to King Agrippa. I'm talking about more determined today, people of God. Let's read Acts chapter 26. Say that the first verse say, then Agrippa said unto Paul, thou art permitted to speak for thyself. Then Paul stretched forth the hand and answered for himself. Amen. How many know that you got a right to take the stand? I'm talking about more determined today. And Paul began to speak for himself. And verse 2 said, this is Paul speaking. He said, I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews, especially, listen at what he said, because I know thee to be an expert. See, Paul went to school with King Agrippa. He said, I already know you are an expert, King Agrippa, in all customs and questions which are among the Jews. Wherefore, I beseech thee to hear me patiently. Oh, baby, you have to get a determination. Hallelujah. Paul said, my man of life from my youth, he began to testify to King Agrippa. Well, King Agrippa knew who Paul was. He persecuted the Christians. Amen. He was the one that was consenting to them, to them being murdered. But let's read a little bit. He said, my man of life from my youth, which was at the first among mine own nation at Jerusalem, know all the Jews, which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify that after the most straitest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee. Paul is telling them, which he already knew. Paul said, I lived as a Pharisee, and now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers, unto which promise our 12 tribes, instantly serving God day and night, hope to come. For which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you. Now he's testifying that God should raise the dead. He said, you already been taught this. So why do you think it's incredible for me to say that the dead would be raised, that Jesus would be raised? He said, verse 9, he said, I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which thing I also did in Jerusalem. And many of the saints did I shut up in prison. Listen at this man. I'm talking about more determined today, having received authority from the chief priests. And when they were put to death, Paul said, I gave my voice against them. Ah, glory to God, what are you saying? I consented to their death. Verse 11 said, and I punished them oft in every synagogue and compelled them to blaspheme. He said, I made them denounce Jesus. I made them blaspheme that name. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus, with authority and commission from the chief priest. I had authority from those in command. And I had a commission from the chief priest. But at midday, listen at Paul. I'm talking about more determined. At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard nobody, now all of them fell to the earth. I'm talking about being determined. He said, but guess what? Nobody heard the voice, but I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Paul said we all fell to the ground, but I'm the only one heard the voice, and the voice was speaking directly to me. I'm talking about being determined today, people. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. The voice began to speak. Hallelujah. The voice began to speak. I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet. For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister. The voice is telling Paul, the voice is giving Paul instructions to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, giving them instructions. I'm sending you to the Gentiles. For what? Verse 18 said, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. I'm talking about being more determined today, people, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. For these causes the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. Heaven therefore, Paul is saying, I obtained help of God. I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. And as he thus spake for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself. See, when you begin to testify about the goodness of Jesus, when you begin to tell people what he's done for you, when you begin to demonstrate in power, folks ain't gonna like you. Amen. They're gonna think you are mad. Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself. He's saying much learning has made you mad. Ha! You done been in school too long, Paul. Ha! Glory to God. You done suffered some things that maybe just wasn't natural, maybe just wasn't normal. These things have made you mad. And that's what people are going to declare us to be. They're going to declare us to be ignorant. They're going to declare us to be mental. They're going to declare us to be mad, because guess what? We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power. He said, I came in demonstration of power. Glory to God. But he said, this is Paul talking. He said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. For the king knoweth of these things. The king, you've already been trained. You already been taught. You know of these things. We went to school together. Amen. We sat among the Pharisees. We sat among the strictest of sect, before whom also I speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him. For this thing, Paul saying, this wasn't done in a corner. Hallelujah. This wasn't done at midnight. This was done in the early wee hours of the morning. It was light, baby. It wasn't no darkness. This thing wasn't done in a corner. It wasn't hidden. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? Now he putting it back in his court. He said, you know you believe the prophets. Do you believe or not? I know, Paul saying, I know that you believe it's the prophet. So why, when I tell you that Jesus said he was going to raise himself from the dead, why you think it's strange? Why you want to put me in prison for testifying of what was already written in the law? Then Agrippa said unto Paul, listen, people of God. Are you determined today? Are you more determined than ever to make Jesus your Lord? Are you more determined than ever to make your peace calling and election? Are you more determined than ever to power? Agrippa said unto Paul, almost, glory to God. See, we can't be any almost Christians. We can't be an almost Christian. We got to be a Christian. Amen. We got to love the Lord. We can't almost get the Holy Ghost. We have to get it. We can't almost get to heaven. Either we're going to get in or we're not going to get in at all. It ain't but two places, hell or heaven. Which one are you striving for? Which one are you determined to go to? Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. How many of us are determined to persuade people to get saved? How many are determined to tell them about the goodness of Jesus? How many are determined to tell them they need the Holy Ghost? Glory to God. How many are determined to say that they can be healed? How many are determined to let them know that they can be set free? Amen. You don't have to walk in chains. You don't have to be bound. Glory to God. You can be free today. Free in your spirit. Glory to God. Free in your physical body. glory, free to walk and uphold that which God has given to you. Some of us have the Holy Ghost, and we don't even speak in our heavenly tongue. I'm more determined. Hallelujah. When they say speak in your heavenly tongue, pray in your heavenly tongue, you can pray in the Holy Ghost. You can pray in the Holy Ghost. How many of us are determined? Paul said, I'll let nothing. Let's turn to that. Romans. Glory to God. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, and I'm closing on that. That's all God gave me today. He gave me that. Glory to God. More determined. Romans chapter 8. Glory to God. Woo, I know this computer didn't shut down. I know it did not do that to me. Hallelujah. But it's all right. It's all right. I'm more determined to finish today. I'm more determined. Thank you, Lord Jesus. More determined. Glory to God, to finish strong. More determined. To keep on seeking God. More determined to run this race greater than I've ran before. I have a greater determination today. I have a greater determination today. I don't care what come. I don't care what go. I don't care who come. I don't care who go. Hallelujah. I am determined. Glory to God. I'm determined. And if you don't get a determination in your spirit, if you're not determined to follow Christ, if you're not determined to obey his word, if you're not determined to fast and to pray, to intercede for others, if you're not determined to love your neighbors as thyself, if you're not determined to think on the things of others more highly than you do yourself, if you're not determined, glory to God, you won't see Jesus. Only the determined folks are going to strive for excellence. Only the determined folks are going to see Jesus. Only the determined folks are going to push their plates back. Only the determined folks are going to visit the sick, visit the prisons. Feed the homeless. That's not saying that you're going to make it in. But my Bible tells me in James, faith without works is dead, people of God. We have to get a greater determination. More determined. I said more. I want something greater. Hallelujah. I'm great. I have a greater focus than ever before. And the only way you can get a greater focus, amen, you have to have a greater experience. You have to have a greater encounter with God. Glory to God. Some of us have little encounters, amen, where, you know, the bill wasn't paid and somebody might bless us and the Lord will bless us and a check will come through the mail and we believe, God, that the lights will stay on. But you got to have something greater than that. Something greater than that. He does that for the unjust. For he said, I rain on the just as well as the unjust. Hallelujah. So the same way God blessed the sinner man, he blesses you too. But God gives us a peace in our blessing. He gives us a peace in our blessing. Amen. The sinner man don't have the peace. They don't have the joy that we have. Glory to God. I bless you today, God. Woo, let me finish. Hallelujah. Greater determination. You know, if you never experience anything, songwriter wrote a song, say, if I never had a problem, how would I know that God could solve them? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of us only come to God when things bad happen in our lives, when tragedy strike. Amen. Amen. When the tragedy strike, sickness come upon us, we're calling on the Lord. But what about in the good times? Oh, you don't know, Shaya. What about when everything is going well? Are you still determined? Or do you just get unfocused? Or do you just satisfy this flesh? Amen. And forget about what God has put in your spirit. Ah, glory to God. The scripture said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. But some of us don't experience that joy. We don't experience that joy because we're not determined. I thank God for Darylin, Minister Darylin. She sends out, she had stopped for a little while, but she sends out so many encouragement, so much encouragement through the text messages. They're really many sermons. Amen. They're sermonettes. That's what she does. Amen. Amen. And God is going to reward her. She don't know who she's affecting. She don't know how many lives are being transformed just by her sending out a text message. Ah, glory to God. I bless you today, Jesus. I thank you. More determined. That's what I heard in my spirit. More determined. Ah, God. More determined than ever to evangelize. More determined than ever to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. More determined than ever to stay focused on my assignment. Ah, glory to God. This is not a cakewalk, people of God. This is not a cakewalk. The Bible said those that will live godly shall suffer persecution. Ah, anything worth having is worth waiting on. It's worth suffering for. Ah, glory to God. You know one thing, if you suffered for it and you worked hard for that thing, you're going to cherish it. Glory to God. Let me go. I'm going to close on these two, on this one scripture, Romans chapter 8, verse 38 and 39. This is Apostle Paul again saying, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Let me read that again. I am determined that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. I am determined nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me, to divide me, to take me away from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God, glory to God. I'll let nothing sway me. I'll let nothing deter me. I'll let nothing hinder me. I'll let nothing rattle me. I'm determined. I have a greater determination, Darylin. Mother Charity, hallelujah. We got to go back to the old blood songs. Nothing but the blood. Ah, you don't almost shy. Nothing but the blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood. Woo, glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. I'm done. More determined. I'm going to open up the lines. I see Mother on the line. Glory to God. I'm going to let y'all go. I see Sister Darylin on the line. I don't know who else on the line. Ha, y'all no more shy. I can't see but three people on the line today. But God bless. I had to say what the Lord had put in my spirit. More determined. More determined. God bless you, Mother.
I praise the Lord.
Jesus.
I enjoyed that message so much. I am determined. Praise the Lord. You know, as individual, you got to make up your own mind. Praise the Lord. Amen. Others talk and others can try to encourage you, but you got to make up your own mind to be determined. Glory. Do that but you. Oh, I praise the Lord for that beautiful message today.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you delivered it. Wonderful. Praise God.
My God.
Amen.
My God.
Y'all continue to pray for us in Jesus' blessed name now. Amen.
Amen, Mother. How's your daughter? Kim, how's she doing?
Pretty good. They sent her over at the rehab center yesterday. So she's in. Yeah, right. So y'all pray much for her.
Well, we going to pray before we get off the line. Matter of fact, I asked Minister Phyllis. I thought that was Minister Darylin, but that's Minister Phyllis on the line. We're going to pray for Mother Charity's daughter. Amen. That God will just continue to intervene on her behalf.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We have to believe, God, Mother, you've been on the battlefield a long time, and God has, I know he haven't disappointed you because you're still on the firing line. You have never retreated, Mother. Glory
Thank
to
you.
God. I was on the line this morning with you all, too.
Yeah, were
this
you?
This morning.
Yes,
Lord. I was.
Amen. We had a
I was at the hospital last night. They took my mother back to, but after she finished dialysis, before she could get off, the lady called me and told me that her blood pressure had dropped. And so they took her from the dialysis center to the hospital. So I was there the late last night, then I got up early this morning and went back. I think they're letting her come home, so my sister-in-law stayed with her while I came back home to do the broadcast. We're going to pray for her before I get off this line, too. Definitely on
and
this morning,
praying.
Mother.
Yeah, we'll be praying for her as well.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you. Hallelujah. I see Minister Phyllis. God bless you, Minister Phyllis.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Praise God.
Good
I'm
to
just
see you.
I am so glad to be able to be on the line today. The Lord just fixed it for me because he knows my desire. I just enjoy and I'm fed every time. Amen. I participate. And I just want to say to you, woman of God, be encouraged, be encouraged, be encouraged. Amen. I was listening to you. And, you know, I thought about it. We all want to grow. We all want to be everything that God desires us to be. We all want to fulfill our purpose. But I tell you, through living for the Lord, we're going to have some mountaintop experience and some valley experiences.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
But through it all, we got to cleave to the Lord. And, you know, he said, you know one thing about it? Our natural bodies, we don't grow in the daylight. Amen. We grow in the dark. The scientists have proved we grow in the darkness. Amen. So we want to go, amen, and enjoy the blessings of God, the light. But sometimes we experience the darkness of trials and tribulations.
Yes.
But through it all, amen, that's where our strength comes from. It don't come from the good times. It don't come from the easy way. Amen. Our strength, our anointing comes through the suffering. The Bible said Jesus learned obedience through the things he suffered. Amen. It helped him to be, amen, the person that God needed him to be, going through trials and tribulations. It helped make him. So if it helped to make Jesus, what about us? What about us? Amen. So I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged for you today. And just want to briefly share how, amen, you made me think in the homegoing of your loved one. Made me think about how I was a young lady just running for the Lord, trying to do all I knew to do. And my son, my oldest son, got sick. He was sick in and out of the hospital almost 9 months. And he died on Mother's Day. He died on Mother's Day. And I was, you know, I was out of church because, you know, out being at the hospital back and forth with my son. So when I made it back to church, all eyes was on me. They asked for a testimony. I stood up. All eyes was on me because they was waiting to see was I coming with a sob story and all of that. You know what I told them? I said, you know, I just thank God for his goodness. I said, when I think about God, I said, God, you're so good, but how can I express it? He said, you can express it in 5 words. God is a good God. Hallelujah. And I just I just encourage everybody today. Amen. No matter what you're going through, God is a good God. And let me tell you, if he didn't love you, he wouldn't allow trials and tribulations, because that's what makes you. That's what builds you up. That's what builds your character. The Bible says if your daddy don't love you, you're a bastard child. And you see these people in the world now. Look how they don't know how to act. They don't know what to do because their parents don't take no time with them. They tell them they love them, but they don't correct them. And they run wild. And they make their parents ashamed. Sometimes they even turn and kill their own parents. Amen. But our Father loves us. He loves us with an everlasting love. And because he loves us, he allows trials to come into our life that build our character, that make us stronger, that cause the anointing to grow, that cause the grace in our life to be multiplied. Amen. So, mighty woman of God, I just thank God for you today. I just thank God how God has chosen you. Amen. Job was upset for the things he was going through. He said, Lord, what did I do wrong? Show me and I'll repent. Job didn't know he had messed up, but he had pleased God. Sometimes we're thinking, Lord, what did I do? Show me and I'll repent. What do I need to do to get it right? It's not that we were so wrong. It's that we were so right. And God was so pleased. He bragged on us. And he said, devil, triumph, and they're going to praise me. You do and they still going to praise me. Amen. And today, amen, I know that God is well pleased with your woman of God because you never take them down. You lifting up the bloodstained banner. And today I give all the praise, all the glory and honor to the Most High God. Amen. Because God, amen, is not through with you. Amen. And matter of fact, he's getting you ready for bigger, better, and greater. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love the Lord today. Amen. And I'm just encouraging everybody on this line. Amen. To look where your help come from today. Amen. He never promised us every day was going to be a sunshiny day. He never said, take up your cross and everything is going to be good. A cross is heavy. Yes, a cross causes pain. A cross causes suffering. A cross sometimes will get you down. Amen. Yes. Maybe sometimes even depressed. But Jesus said, if you love me, take up that cross. He didn't say do it once a week, once a month. He said every day. Take up that cross. So whatever, it might not be expected. The trials that God will require to go through, it might take us by surprise. But guess what? It never took God by surprise. He was up there bragging on you. He was up there bragging on you. Yeah, she can take it. Try to see. She can take it. She's still going to love me. Try. She's still going to love me. She's still going to brag on me. Because God know our heart. Deuteronomy 8 said, "The trials and tribulations come, not that God can know what's in our heart, but we can know what's in our heart."
Yes,
that we can know, do we love God like we say we do? Do
come
we
on.
Know, do we can know if the right trial and tribulation come upon us, will it cause us to turn our back, or will it cause us to go forward?
I tell you
right now, I'm so encouraged. Amen.
Yes.
I'm not looking at things going right or wrong. But I'm like Peter now. This is my life and this is my testimony.
Yes.
I'm like Peter. Lord, I don't have nowhere to go. If I turn from you, where can I go? You have the words of life.
You,
I don't have nobody else to lean and depend on. My hope is not in man.
Yes,
my hope is not in things.
Yeah.
My hope is in the Most High God.
Yes,
and today my testimony is that God is faithful.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Praise God. I love the Lord. I love Habaro Shandela. I love the Lord. I love the Lord.
For it. Hallelujah. We thank God for today, God. Continue to touch your God. Strengthen our Lord God. Build up, God. Hallelujah. Encourage us. Encourage us, God. In the name of Jesus, keep that word. Keep that word emblazoned on our heart, God. Where she can continue to fulfill your purpose, hallelujah, and your will for her life, God. In the name of Jesus, more determined, she's greater, God, has a greater determination. Lord God, we lift mother right now. We lift mother Charity. We lift up our daughter Deborah, hallelujah. We lift up them. You to send your angels right now to that rehab center, God, and let her have a speedy recovery, God. Do it
in
quick.
The name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, where she can have a greater testimony and a
greater
testimony to tell somebody about
somebody
what you've done for her. You surely can do it for the next fellow, God.
Yes, Lord.
God, hallelujah. We thank you for the sacrifices mother has made. We thank you, hallelujah, how she trained up her children in the way that they should go. We thank you to make sacrifices on the prayer line every day, 6 days a week.
Hallelujah.
Interceding for others, God.
Your
word, you will remember when others forget, God. Hallelujah. You said you will rebuke the divine. Thanks, God. Hallelujah. We're standing on every word that you promise. We're standing on those promises, God. And we believe in you to do just what you said you would do, God. Continue to strengthen Minister Phillips. Bless our husband, God. Bless our ministry, God. And everything that you put in our spirit, God, cause it to come alive, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this word that you've given us today, God. Hallelujah. We're asking you to continue to strengthen my mother, God, as she on her way home from the hospital, God. Strengthen her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Remember my grandchildren and my son, God. Remember my sister Danielle, God. Let her be in that next wave, God. That next wave of release that President Obama is going to grant, God. We looking for that to happen, God, and we believe it to be so. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, and bless the speakers that are coming on this week to expound on this topic, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you, and we magnify you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. We actually need to bless Pastor Carmelite as she take her descent out of here, God. Hallelujah. Moving into a new region, God. We asking you, Lord God, to open up doors for her, God. Hallelujah. Make the transition easy, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everything, everything that you've spoken over our life, Lord God, cause it to be manifested in this season. Hallelujah. We'll give you glory and we'll give you praise forevermore, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Mother. You want to make an announcement about your prayer line, you're welcome to do so. If you have any announcements, Minister Phillips, you're welcome to do so. And then we're going to let you all go. Hey, it on almost shot. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Anybody Anybody that wants to get on there, praise the Lord. The number is 1-712-432-0700. Then the access code line is 163-432 and the pound sign. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then you'll be able to access that line and help us to pray. Praise the Lord.
All right, all right. And I tell you, they have that line lit up Monday through Saturday. That's 5 a.m. Central time and 6 a.m. Eastern. So that's 5 a.m. in New Orleans time and 6 a.m. Eastern time. They're on 6 days a week. Amen.
Amen.
And I tell you, they are praying. They are not playing. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So God bless you all. Minister Phyllis, God bless you.
Praise God. Amen. I just thank God. I'm just asking you all to continue to lift me up as I keep knocking on doors. Amen. For prison ministry, God is so good. I mean, when I first mentioned it, amen, he started sending people to help me, Amen. And then, amen, as I go forth to the different places to get in, amen. I tell you, God is good. Amen. And the enemy has fought me tooth and nail. Amen. But guess what? God is still moving. Amen.
Yes.
One person kept telling me to come, when to come, to do the paperwork. And I come. They wasn't there. I called them, and they wouldn't answer, just down and down and down. And so I said, you know, I got discouraged, and I was going to stop. I said, no, I'm not going to stop. I'm obeying God. I'm doing
come
what
on.
The Lord told me to do. So I kept on calling, kept leaving sweet messages, amen, and just letting them know, I'm sorry I missed you, but I will be checking again, amen. And finally, the Lord blessed that person, wasn't even there. Somebody else answered the phone and told me, come on down. I said, can I come today? They said, you can come right on. Hallelujah. Came right on, got the paperwork, and then they turned around and told me some more stuff that nobody had ever told me I needed to do. Amen.
Mm.
So I thank God. Amen.
All
you
right.
got the press. You got the press. Well, amen. God said do it, and I'm determined. And I thank God. Another place. Amen. I went there, and they asked me to do a bio. Amen. He was so happy and so impressed, and he was saying, just as soon as we get the next opening, you're welcome. I'm going to get in touch. And God is so good. I came. And while I was waiting to see the man, one of my church members walked in. She worked there. So God gave me a witness to the man at the work that I'm doing and the life that I'm living. I said, it just pays to serve God. And I'm just so encouraged. Amen. Got my course all made up with my prison ministry. Just ready to lift up the name of Jesus. And I'm just asking you all to pray for me. Amen. Because you know that God have told you to do it, ain't nothing to do but to do it. And I'm just encouraged, amen, to keep going, asking your prayers to keep me lifted up, me and my family. And I'm asking Mother if she would, before you go off, to repeat that. I was running around, couldn't find a pen to write with. By the time I found one, she had stopped. But I want to get that, amen, so I can participate sometime.
I can give it to you. I can give it to you again.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's
0
Wait, I got it too, Mother.
Yeah. Wait, let me say it. I wanted to make sure.
Right. Talking to my granddaughter. I'm sorry, Mother. I have it in my phone too, Mother.
Here you go. I got it now where I can read it right off. Okay, I'm going to start over again. That's 1-712.
Yes, ma'am.
432-0700.
Uh-huh.
And then the access code is 163-869.
That's
and the pound sign. Now repeat that back to me.
1-712-432-0700. And the access code is 163-869 and the pound sign. And what days,
right.
Mother?
Huh?
What days? What days?
That's Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday.
Yes,
amen.
Right. Uh-huh.
And thank you so much. Amen. Pastor Adrian, I want to show you how good God is. And I don't think myself to be nothing special, but God thought enough of me. I've been wanting that number, and every time it get read off, I wouldn't have nothing, you know, to copy it. God thought enough of me that it was so few people on the line today. Mother was able to take her time and give me tell me God don't care about every little thing in your life. Every little thing. I'm a little Sunday. Thank you so much, Mother.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
All right.
And
I tell you, you will be blessed there on there praying.
Yes. Amen. I love prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I love to pray.
Yes. And you know it's a sister on our line, Sister Shirley Du, and she goes over to the prayer ministry. And do you know they had 8 souls to be baptized in Jesus' name?
Wow. Praise God.
Praise God.
That's what it's all about. It's all about souls. That's the only reason we're still here. Hallelujah. To help bring another soul to Christ. Man.
Hallelujah.
Well, God bless you all. We love you with the love of God, and we're going to be back on the line tomorrow and Thursday, and so we'll let you all know who will be speaking on tomorrow and Thursday. So just continue to lift one another up in prayer. Continue to pray for our Pastor Carly. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all. I'm going to close on out with this song. It's a beautiful song.
All right.
God bless you.
Love you.
Love you,
Mom. Amen. Love you. God
bless. Love you. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried, but in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, He wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Let Him hear from you. desires your praise. So your hands to him let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but he's waiting on a blessing from you. He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but he's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but he's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands and praise him.
Hallelujah.
Tap the rays in your prayer.